The Macomb Food Co-op has enjoyed success in cyberspace, and it hopes that success will now carry over to a brick-and-mortar store. The group started an online market 2 years ago this month. It's supplementing that with a recently opened store near downtown Macomb that's open to the public 5 days a week. The co-op's Gordon Rands and Sally Huffer say the store stocks items not offered through the online market.
In the online market, what we tend to have is produce, local meats, local yogurt, things of that nature. In the store, we have more staples and shelf-stable goods. So we have a large bulk grain and bean section. We have fair trade coffee, fair trade chocolate. We have bulk teas and bulk herbs and spices. That you can come in and buy however much you want of. So it is quite a bit different than the online market.
And we do have some products, like some of the local farmers, when they fill their orders for the online market, they'll bring extras in. And it's always whatever is seasonal. So, for example, in this last week, somebody brought in radishes because a lot of orders were for that. And they brought in some extras, and they brought in some extra spinach, and they brought in some extra greens. And so so then we'll put those out in the market as well, and you can come in and see what's there.
The products you're offering in the store, how might they differ from what you would find at another grocery store in town?
Some of the products you actually do find. We carry some products that you can find at another store. We carry some products that are unique. For instance, we have Guayusa beverage. Last fall, there was the CEO of Runa, a company, came and did a presentation at WIU. I believe you actually interviewed the CEO after that. We now carry Runa beverages, and we're the first ones in Macomb to carry that. All of the products we have are either organic or fair trade or local. So we have, for instance, some local healthcare products, beauty care products, detergents or soaps that are different in that generally they aren't carried elsewhere. Sometimes they are, but we're in competition.
And that's one of the great things about the co-op is that we try to source everything within a 100-mile radius if we possibly can.
How do you decide what non-local items to include in your offerings?
For the non-local items, we basically have an organic or a fair trade requirement. For instance, there are a few of the grains that we have in bulk that are local. For instance, we've got local popcorn and wheat from a producer over in the Oquaqua area. But most of our beans and grains are from elsewhere in the U.S. Some of them are from the Pacific Northwest or the Dakotas, but they're organically grown.
This has been a long process from the idea to finally offering stuff online to now offering stuff through an actual store. What's the next step in the process for the Macomb Food Co-op?
Well, the next step is to, have a positive cash flow through. We have a positive cash flow through the market. We don't yet in the regular store. And so we want to get up to that point. And then we'll see where it goes. If we move toward a full service store, then that's going to be, a few years down the road. And it's going to be a major capital campaign down the road as well. So we'll see where the market takes us.
How many owners do you have now?
We have 400 owners now, actually probably 401 or 402.
Okay.
So that's been a goal for a long time, and we want to continue to expand our owner base so that we can, again, be prepared to expand as we need to.
Gordon Rands is vice chair of the board for the Macomb Food Co-op. He was joined by Sally Huffer. She's one of the two employees overseeing the co-op's new store. It's located at the corner of Washington and MacArthur Streets near downtown Macomb. A ribbon-cutting ceremony will be held tomorrow, and the co-op is hosting a number of events at the store this week to celebrate the store's opening. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.